Thank you, Father God, in the highest. We give you all the praise, the honor, glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. How y'all doing this morning? Amen. That's good. It's good to be excited and happy. Amen. We've been talking about corresponding actions, faith with corresponding actions, right? Having faith with actions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. I agree. Turn over real fast to Romans 10:17, please. You can pull it up in the King James. That's fine. Amen. It says, so then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Amen. So then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Hearing. And hearing by what?
Hearing.
Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't operate by hearing. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Faith comes by hearing. It doesn't operate by hearing. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Faith is released by what?
Action.
Amen. Faith is released by action. Right? Speaking is an action, ain't it? Because you're doing something. Correct? Amen. So faith is released by action. Amen. And then I'm just trying to hit a couple of the notes we already went over. Turn over to James 2 real fast, please. Can you pull it up in the NIV? James 2:17, it says, in the same way, faith by what?
Itself.
Itself. If it is not what?
Accompanied,
accompanied by what?
Action.
By doubt?
No.
By fear?
No.
By laying on the couch eating bonbons?
No, sir.
By what?
Action.
So if faith isn't accompanied by action, it's what?
Dead.
Dead stuff does not produce.
Amen.
Right?
Correct.
We went over that. Dead stuff does not produce. Amen. Go to 22 real fast too, please. Just verse 22. It said, you see that his faith, talking about, she needs something? Was you waving at me? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made what? By what he what?
Did.
So then our faith isn't complete until we have actions with it.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
That's exactly what it says. It says that you see that his faith and his what?
Actions.
Were working what?
Together.
And his faith was made complete then.
Amen.
By what?
What he did.
What he did was an action, correct?
Yes.
Amen. I agree. We said this already, I'll just say it again. Some people think that they have a faith issue whenever they have a doing issue or an action issue, right? They're not doing. Amen. All right, now I'm going to pray so we can get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but your will be done. Father God, not what I want to say, but everything that you would have for this congregation, but not only for them, Father God, but also for myself, to help us further the kingdom of God, help us move further. Father God, that way we don't stay stagnant, because stagnant things just tend to die and waste away. But I thank you, Father God, we're moving forward with you. Hallelujah. I say we're moving forward with you. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer this morning, bringing forth truths from the word that I didn't even plan on saying, but by the help of the Holy Ghost revealing things to us. And Father God, we just pull on that anointing. We pull on that mantle right now in faith. And I thank you, Father God, we receive it right now by faith. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. Go to 1 Kings 18 real fast, please. Y'all been getting anything out of these teachings?
Amen.
We've done them for a couple services now. 1 Kings 18, verse 44. I'm probably going to read it out of King James. I'm actually going to start about verse I can start at 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is what?
Sound of an abundance of rain.
Was it raining?
No.
Amen. Was it raining?
No, sir.
Wasn't raining at all. They were in a drought, right? Yes. Amen. You ought to read the beginning. You'll find out they're in the drought. Amen. Moving along. There's a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and he said, there is nothing. And he said, go again, what?
Seven times.
Somebody might say, well, he wasn't in faith. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. He didn't say, go check and see if. He said, go look. There's going to be clouds because rain's coming. He didn't say, go see if there is some possible clouds or something that you might see some rain. He said, just go up and look. Right?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So he wasn't in unbelief. He believed everything he spoke, right? And he said to his servant, go up and look now toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. Next, please. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, what'd he say? Behold, there ariseth what? Out of the sea. Amen. Like a man's hand. So, y'all can look at your hand, right? I mean, for something to be that big, out there over the sea, and then you're like, oh, that's got to be a storm.
Amen.
See, some people wouldn't have said anything until they felt rain. And now we're working off feelings again. And off our sights, right? Off the senses. But, well, he looked off, worked off his sight, but he knew. All I got to do is see something. Because he said it's going to rain. First off, he prayed about a drought, and the drought happened. Now he's saying, go up there and look for a cloud that he hears the sound of abundance of rain. I know him. I follow him. If he hears rain, rain's coming. And then the size of a man's hand, right? And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain, what? Stop thee not. Amen. And it came to pass, and meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say the hand of the Lord.
Hand of the Lord.
You ought to study the hand of the Lord throughout the Bible.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Every time the hand of the Lord was involved, miraculous things happened. Supernatural Amen. Things just show up. Amen. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So this Ahab, he's got a chariot, right? And it's either one or two horses, and he's a king, so he doesn't have the old mare that's out back that's been about 16 years old, right? He's got the best of the best. And the hand of the Lord came on Elijah, and he outran him.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But he has taken action, first off. That's what I wanted y'all to get, what I wanted y'all to see, right? Because he prayed about, he's believing God for rain, right? Yes. He said, go up and look. He's taking action. Go look, because as soon as we see clouds, man, we're going to have to move. That way we can let everybody know rain's coming.
Yeah.
Right? He knew if he really didn't believe that rain was coming, he wouldn't have even hung out there. He wouldn't have had him go check it out at all. Right? Amen. All right. True faith will cause you to do something. Amen. Y'all remember we talked about that last Wednesday a little bit. True faith will cause you to do something. True faith, I looked it up, or looked up some different like meanings with it, and I like this one. It says, it is a complete disregard for logic and facts.
Amen.
Amen. So true faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts. A great example of that. Me and Chelsea was believing God for a boat. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what we did? We sold a boat, but we got on our bed in our bathing suits. You're crazy. I know. True faith doesn't even disregards logic.
Amen.
It doesn't worry about what it looks like, and it doesn't worry about what it sounds like. Because when the command of faith is spoken, it's staying by it, and it's going to stay true to it. And it's not going to allow any other language or talk or somebody else talk them out of what they know. So we got on our bed. We was talking about it or something, then all of a sudden I was like, if we're really believing God for a boat, we need to act like we have a boat. She's like, all right. I said, well, let's get on our bathing suits and get on our bed. What? Yeah. Yeah, it sounds crazy. I know. Even me saying it, I'm telling you, we sound crazy. But let's get on our bathing suits and get on our bed, play like we're in a boat. So we did that for about 30 minutes. And the boat showed up. See, we would be crazy if we did things and didn't see anything. Results, yes. See results from it. Y'all remember, my dad's talked about Brother Martin quite a bit. Remember whenever, because he used to break horses quite a bit, and one reared up on him, and he couldn't get out of the stirrups, remember? And so the horse head fell and hit him on the hip. And they said every time he walked, you can hear his hips and his bones going. He just broke it all up on the inside of him. Because y'all know how big a horse is, right? Yeah, and then just rearing straight up and just hitting the ground. And it messed him all up. And Dad was preaching one day, and all of a sudden, the word of the Lord came to him and said, run around the church 3 times. Well, logic says that you're crazy because I can't even walk.
Amen.
This is how fast he was moving, and he was holding himself. So, can he run?
No.
See, logic says, no, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But God said, run.
Yeah.
Amen. So if he'd have sat there, I'm telling you right now, if he'd have sat there and thought about it, but I can't. Did y'all not see me just walk in how bad it was?
Amen.
Did y'all not hear my bones just in there kind of grinding?
Yes.
See, if he'd have just sat there and contemplated about it, thought about it, he wouldn't have acted.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. But he acted, and he started out moving just like this. But by the third lap, he is running. Man. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in this for results. I'm not here just to talk about something and then not have any results from it.
Amen.
That's just it, man. We got to stay with it and stay true to it, right? And not allow something to logic or facts or whatever try to talk us out of it. Who cares what it looks like or what logic says or what they say? Now, am I saying go down to the Ford dealership or whatever dealership, order you a car by faith, and then they call you and you ain't got no money? No. No, because then you'll go to faith jail. Right? I'm not saying go out and act crazy. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. Don't go out and run your credit cards up or do wild stuff. Not, you need to be led.
Yes.
You need to be led. Amen. We all need to be led. I can't be led for you. Amen. Now, if God tells me something to tell you, then I can help. I can tell you something, but you, when it all comes down to it, we all have to be led on what to do. Amen. I'm going to play this one for you. Where's the microphone at? You got it? This is actually Brother Jerry Savelle. He was believing God for an airplane. And I'll let you listen to it real fast.
How does one act like he has an airplane?
Is that
get
on?
Out on a runway? He said, no, where do you plan to keep it?
I said, at the airport. He said, do you have a hanger? I said, no. He said, then you don't really believe you've received it. I said, yes, I do. He said, then why don't you have a hanger? I said, well, Lord, you get hangers after you get the airplane. He said, but I thought you said you believed you received the airplane. You're not going to argue with God. You're not going to win. I said, okay, I'll get a hanger. I went out to Meacham Airport. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to see. But finally somebody told me who leased hangers. I went to see this man, and I said, I need a hanger for my airplane. He gave me an application form. I filled it out. Jerry Savelle Company, Jerry Savelle Ministries, at that time, Jerry Savelle Evangelistic Association. Address, type of aircraft, left it blank. Single, twin, turbo, left it blank. In number, left it blank. And then I signed it, gave it back to him. He said, sir, you haven't completed the application. I said, yes, I did. He said, you didn't put on here what type aircraft you have. I said, I don't know. He said, you don't know what kind of aircraft you have? I said, no, I don't. He said, well, is it single engine, twin engine, turbo, prop, jet? I said, I don't know. He said, you have an airplane, but you don't know what it is, and you don't know if it's single, twin, turbo, prop, whatever. I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, what's the end number? I said, I don't know. He said, do you really own an airplane? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, why don't you know these things? So I had my New Testament in my pocket, and I pulled out, and I read Mark 11. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. I said, read what Mark 11, 24 says. What things soever you desire, believe you received it, and you shall have it. I said, I prayed. I asked God for an airplane. I'm believing for it. I've got my faith exercising on it, or exercised toward it. And I believe I receive it. He said, well, as soon as it comes, come back and fill out another application. I said, Lord, I said, sir, you don't understand. I can't, it won't manifest until I have a hangar. He said, sir, we don't rent hangars to people that are believing for airplanes. We rent hangars to people who have airplanes. I said, I have one. He said, well, where is it? I said, I don't know. I'm getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And then finally he said, well, sir, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I said, you told me you were a Christian. He said, yes, I am. I said, okay, when you get to heaven and God asks you, why didn't you give Jerry Savelle a hanger? You blocked him receiving his airplane. Can you live with that? He said, no, I'll give you my hanger.
But, yeah, I knew it.
I just wanted to say this. Now, I don't know if it's the same airplane, but they used private airplanes to help the Americans that were stuck in, was it Afghanistan?
Yes.
This was one of the people.
Yeah.
Thank God he believed for an airplane way back when, because they were able to, because there's only a few people that have those international.
Jets, yeah.
Bigger airplanes that can go internationally. And so there was a group of private people that had those kind of airplanes. And guess what? He was one of those airplanes that was able to go get Americans out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. And so I'd hate to be the person talking about, well, why does he need an airplane? Well, that's why. Because Christians were here to help people. That's why. And that's exactly what they did.
Amen.
Right? See, they don't broadcast that, though. Why? Because they're not looking for self recognition. They're not. It's and $15 million they sold into it. Amen. But he didn't he acted as faith. Right? Did he sound crazy the whole time? Absolutely. But he had a word from God. Well, go get a hanger then. Right? See, we can't just act on what we think. We have to be led every single time. But right after, I didn't finish it, but after he got the hangar, it was just a few months and he received his airplane. Just a few months. As long as we're acting our faith, whatever we're believing God for, it'll manifest quickly. Well, I've been waiting a year. All right, well, just continue. What else you got to do? I thought you said it'd be quickly. Well, you might get it next year. At least it's not 10 years.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Right? Well, what if it takes 10 years? Well, continue forward. Amen. Amen. We can't be afraid to believe God that it might take some time. You know, it's everything just makes us think that everything is pretty much instant pudding. To be honest with you, everything's just so fast now. It's at a click of a hand or a microwave for a minute, you know. Or drive through real fast. I ain't even got cooked tonight. We get drive through. Right? Everything just moves like that. So we try to bring that over into the Word. And we got to work the Word's way. Right? Yes. Amen. Amen. Go over to Mark 10 real fast, 46. I'll probably read it out of the King James. Mark 10:46, it says, and they came to Jericho. This is talking about Jesus, right? And his disciples?
Yes.
All right. Amen. I agree. All right, I'll just read it, King James, because we need time. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind, his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, what?
Begging.
Next, please. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, what? Have mercy on me. Right? Next. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Amen. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And.
Amen.
And. Amen. He threw off every, well, let me read it. And he casting away his what?
Garment.
That was the cloak. That was his piece of clothing that said that he was allowed to beg. Right? Because back then you actually had to qualify for begging. And that's exactly what it was, saying that he couldn't work or do anything, that he was disabled. So he had his cloak. But it's very interesting that he didn't go run into Jesus with it on. Why not? His faith was in action. He said, this is the last day I will have to beg. I will see in just a second.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Rose and came to Jesus. Amen. Next. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What will thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, What? Well, just give me a few sins, that way I'm able to eat tonight. What did he say? That I might receive my sight. Amen. Next. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith has what? And immediately.
Amen. Immediately.
Immediately. He received. Amen. His sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Amen.
He threw off everything that would hinder him from receiving. He threw off everything that would hinder him from receiving. Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's interesting that he threw off everything that would hinder him from receiving. That sounds to me like when somebody, well, what do you need prayer for? Well, I have this. It doesn't sound like you threw anything off. Because you're letting us know what you have. Now don't get me wrong. You know, telling them, look, the doctor said that I have this. But thank God I know I'm healed. And as soon as you lay your hands on me, I will receive my healing.
Yes.
That's different than just going, well, I have this. And I wish you would pray.
Yes.
Big difference. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Poke your neighbor and say, we're going to get through it. Amen. So he threw off everything that would hinder him from receiving. Right?
Yes.
Amen. I can't believe. All right. We're going to move forward. Because we got some ground to cover. Amen. Turn over to James 1:20, please. We're going to hit a few. You can do Amplified first. And then we'll probably do the Passion. And then whatever, and then something else. Let me find mine. I know you're already there. James 1:20. I don't even know why I turned there when you was already there. Some people's kids, right? Do you just have the regular Amplified? You just have the classic? All right, I'll just read it out of mine. The Amplified, James 1:20 through 1:26, it says, say that again. Somebody say something? Oh. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, that saturated of behavior which he requires from us. So get rid of all uncleanness and all that remains of wickedness. Right? And with a humble spirit, receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying. Amen. Actively and continually obeying. Amen. Hallelujah. God's precepts, right? And not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he looked like. But he who looks carefully into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and faithfully abides by it. Amen. Right? Not having become a what?
Careless listener.
A careless listener. I don't believe that. A careless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys.
Yeah.
Amen. So don't be a careless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys. An active doer. An active doer. An active doer.
Amen.
An active doer. Amen. I'd say 9 times out of 10, that's the reason. When people are like, well, why are they doing so good? They're active doers.
Amen.
So we need to ask ourselves, am I an active doer? Right? Amen. Who obeys? He will be blessed and favored by God in what he does in his life of obedience. Amen. The Passion Well, actually, verse 22, the Amplified and deluding, it means to mislead the mind or judgment of. Deluding, to mislead the mind or judgment of. That's going to be important later on, deluding your mind, right? To mislead the mind or judgment of. Amen. The passion, it says, I'll start about. All right, 21. So this is why we abandon. Where was I at? Abandon everything morally impure and all forms. I'm sorry, I'm out of the passion. Okay, you got it. And morally impure in all forms of wicked conduct. Instead, with a sensitive spirit, be what? Are we what? That's just some of these words are just so key. Absorb God's word, which has been implanted within our nature. For the word of life has power. Has power.
Amen.
Has power to do what?
Deliver us.
That's a continual day to day, every minute, every second. Continually deliver us. What is it? The word of life has the power. It has the power. It has the power. Once we start having issues and we're not getting relief or anything like that, it's because we're not in the word of life, which has the power.
Amen.
The word of life, which has the power to continually,
amen,
continually deliver,
yes,
us. Right?
Hallelujah.
Continually deliver us.
Amen.
Amen. Next, please. Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. Amen. Don't just listen to the word of truth and what? Not respond to it. Amen. For that is the essence of self what? Amen. So always let his word, whose word? The doctor's word? The news? Your friends? Your families? Amen. So always let his word, God's word, become like what?
Poetry, written and fulfilled by your life.
Amen. So always let his word become like what?
Poetry, written and fulfilled by your life.
Written and fulfilled by your life. Amen. Next, please. If you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got time to teach it. All right. That's why. Amen. So go back, please. If you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover what?
The reflection of his face in the beginning. The
reflection of his face in the beginning. Next. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word. So whenever we read the word of God, is that how he sees us? So is that how we should see ourselves?
Yes.
And y'all remember we taught it a long, long time ago, but anything that I talk against, I can't have.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. In the mirror of the word of God. But then you go out and forget your divine origin. Amen. Next. But those who set their gaze deeply into the what? Are fascinated by and respond to what?
The truth they hear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And are strengthened what?
By
what?
Truth.
What's the truth?
The word
of God. See, if I go to church and I expect the pastor just to read the word to me, and then that's me be satisfied with that, then I'm not going to be continually strengthened.
Amen.
If I just go home and I mark down, well, I read my six chapters today, and that's it, but I don't remember one thing that I read. So, you know, I think I said it before. If I get in the Word of God, it's better to read one word, not one word, but one verse, thank you, and just meditate that verse all day. That way you'll get something out of it.
Yes.
Instead of just fulfilling a checkoff list. Right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because the checkoff list, that's all it'll be for you. And then whenever a problem comes up, go to your checkoff list. And see what it'll do. But if you've got the word on the inside of you, amen, amen. It'll change your life. What will it do? We respond, we're fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it.
Amen.
They experience God's blessing in all what?
They do.
In all they do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all all right this morning? Amen. Amen. Me too. I'm having fun. I'm not going to lie to you. This is helping me. Amen. Strengthened by it. So the Word of God, that's going to strengthen me. Amen.
Yeah.
It's like, how many of y'all, if you don't eat, you get weak and you kind of start shaking?
Yes.
How do you think your spirit man is?
Amen.
So see, whenever Satan tries to throw something up, if we're, because, you know, I don't eat breakfast, just really never have. And so if I get to working and going really hard and I pass lunch, about 3, 4 o'clock, I kind of start shaking a little bit. I really do. I'm like, man, I got to get something to eat. I'm about to fall out. I don't know how much longer I can go. Well, if I'm like that spiritually and Satan's hitting me with stuff, but I haven't fed on nothing, how am I going to combat it and how am I going to deal with this? Because if I'm so weak now that I haven't fed on the word at all.
Amen.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Strengthened by it, they experience God's blessing in all that they do. Amen. So how do we experience God's blessing? Getting to the word, right? Amen. Feed on the word. Do we have the easy read? Will you pull up that one? Yuck. Y'all care if we go past a little bit? All right. By a little bit, about one. But when you look at God's perfect law that sets people free, pay attention to it. Amen. Right? If you do what it says, you will have God's blessing. Never just listen. Can we start up about verse 22? I just noticed where we're at. Do what God's teaching says. Don't just listen and do nothing. Amen. When you only sit and listen, you are what? Amen. So if I just sit and listen and don't act on the word, what am I doing? Fooling myself. Amen. Next. Hearing God's teaching and doing nothing is like looking at your face in the mirror and doing nothing about what you saw. Amen. It's like waking up with bed hair going, yeah, I'll be all right. Rolling out. I don't know what that's like, obviously, but moving along. and doing nothing about what you saw. You go away and immediately, say immediately, forget what? Immediately forget how bad you look. Well, I thought healing was for me. Well, I thought I was healed. Why is all this lack here? I thought I was supposed to live prosperous. Amen. Next, please. But when you look into God's perfect law that sets people free, that's what sets people free. I said, that's what sets people free. It's not me and it's not you. But the God on the inside of us can help us and lead them right to the word that will set them free.
Amen.
Amen. Pay attention to it. If you do what it says, you will have God's blessing. Amen. Never just listen to his teaching and forget what you heard. Amen. Right? Amen. Let's go over to Mark 5, please. Mark 5, verse 25. We can read that out of the King James, it's fine. Amen. We're there. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, how many years?
12 years.
And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but what? Rather grew worse. When she had heard that Jesus came to the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall what?
Be whole.
Amen. If you look that up in the Amplified, verse 28, it says, for she kept saying. For she kept saying, amen.
Yep.
Next, please. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned about and pressed and said, who touched my clothes, right? Amen. So she had to do something, didn't she? So one of the first things she did, obviously, for she kept saying, if I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Well, she had to hear about Jesus first, right? We understand that. But her acting on what she heard was, if I touch his clothes, I'll be whole.
Yes.
Right? Because she heard about Jesus, then she had to act on what she heard, right? If I touch his clothes, I'll be whole, right? Another one, another act of faith was getting up and putting on clothes.
Yes.
Was getting out of bed and putting on clothes. Another one was making the decision to go outside where she can be stoned.
Yes.
And another one is trying to press through a crowd. I wonder if she even fell down a few times. And then got stomped on by everybody.
Yes.
But still continued to push.
Yes.
Regardless of the pressure behind it. But a simple act of faith, a lot of times, is getting up and putting on clothes.
Amen.
It's getting up and putting on clothes. Because how many times have you seen somebody that's not feeling well or something like that, and it might be minor, I'm sure I've done it before, just go, man, I just don't feel that good, so I'll lay down. And then by the end of the day, I'm just feeling horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm just, I just don't feel good, you know, I'm just going to lay down and relax. I don't want to do nothing. Well, number one, I'm acting my faith.
Yeah, sir.
But in the wrong direction.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. All right, next. Let's go to Matthew 14 real fast, please. I wish y'all was up here so you could see your faces. Amen. Anybody throw something, I'm going to throw it back. No, I'm joking. Matthew 14, 29. Easy read, please. Jesus said, go to 28, please. Peter said, Lord, if that is really you, tell me. Y'all have read this before, right? Okay. Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus said what?
Come, Peter.
Then Peter left the boat and walked on the water to who?
Jesus.
Amen. Very interesting sentence right here. What does it say? But while Peter was walking on the water, he saw the wind and the waves. Does it say that he was standing beside Jesus? So he wasn't even to Jesus yet, was he? He was in transit to Jesus, correct? Because he's walking on the water.
Yes.
He saw the wind and the waves. He was afraid and began sinking into the water. He shouted, Lord, saved me, right? Obviously, he never made it to Jesus, right? Look, can you pull up the Passion, please? Peter shouted out, "Lord, if it's really you, then have me join you on the water." "Come and join me," Jesus replied. So Peter stepped out onto the water and began to walk where?
Toward Jesus.
Next. But when he what?
Realized.
When he realized how high the waves were, he became frightened and started to sink. "Save me, Lord," he cried out. Why didn't he realize it before he got out of the boat? Number one, he's acting his faith. That's why. He didn't stop and analyze what's going on out in the water. He moved on a word that he received. He moved on the word of God. He acted his faith on the word of God. Right?
Yes, sir.
And so he moved forward. That's why he didn't analyze. He didn't discuss what the waves were doing out in the water. What kind of storm was going on. He said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come." He said, "Come." He said, "I'm going to act my faith." And he just moved. A lot of times we don't move. We start analyzing, and then that'll keep us where we're at.
Amen.
We're not acting our faith. Now we're starting to look at the situation and try to analyze, can we do this? Can we be healed? Can we get out of debt? Can we afford that? Can we get another house?
Amen.
Amen, right? But when he realized how high the waves were, he became frightened and started to sink, right? So he acted his faith. But as he's walking to Jesus, I'll read it to you in the Weymouth here in a second. Amen. But when he realized how high the waves were, so he didn't even notice them whenever he started acting his faith, right?
Correct.
He became frightened and started to sink. "Save me, Lord," he cried out. Next, please. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and lifted him up and said, "Why little faith you have, why would you let doubt what?
Win."
I'm going to say this. I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But you know you can walk on water with little faith. Because faith didn't rob him. Doubt didn't rob him. Because he had little faith when he started. Jesus said, "You have little faith." But as soon as he realized what was going on, that's what sunk him, not the water.
Yes.
What he started looking at and realizing and sinking on is what made him start sinking, not the water. Because his faith acting was moving. Right? But as soon as he realized what he stopped doing. Jesus saying, "Oh, you little faith, why would you stop acting your faith?" Because as soon as he realized, what'd he do? Stopped. Right? Was he acting his faith when he stopped?
No.
So acting faith is a moving forward, not a stop analyzing. So he said, "Why would you stop acting your faith?"
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wrote down realized. I looked it up. One of them was to become aware of something. Right? To become aware of something. He obviously was not paying attention to the storm or any of that whenever he got out of the boat, was it? Let me read it to you out of the Weymouth. Let me pull it up here. Immediately afterwards, he made the disciples, I'm starting about verse 22, Matthew 14, it's the Weymouth translation. Immediately afterwards, he made the disciples go on board the boat and cross to the opposite shore, leaving him to dismiss the people. When he had done this, he climbed the hill to pray in solitude. Night came on, and he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat was far out on the lake, buffeted and tossed by the waves, the wind being adverse. But towards daybreak, he went to them walking, it says, walking over waves. Because obviously the storm is going on already, correct? Because he looked out there and saw them. They're still toiling. They're still out there fighting this storm. Y'all remember, right? Y'all read that before, right?
Yes.
Me too. Amen. So he was walking over the waves. So when we think of walking on water, sometimes we just think it's a calm surface and just moving along. But if a storm is going on, what does it look like on water? Anybody ever been in a pretty good windstorm or something on a lake or whatever?
Yes,
waves kind of get to moving.
Yes.
Right? And he was walking on the waves. Where am I at here? Walking over the waves, right? Then 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the waves, they were greatly alarmed. "It is a spirit," they exclaimed, and they cried out with terror. But instantly, Jesus spoke to them and said, "There is no danger, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Master," answered Peter, "if it is you, bid me to come to you upon the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter climbed out from the boat and walked on the water to go to him. But when he felt the wind, he grew frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Master, save me." But when he felt, that was interesting. When he felt it, right? So I looked up felt and feel. So feel, one of them is to use the sense of touch. Felt, one of the definitions I found on it is to fear something. Felt is to fear something or come to believe. That's interesting. See, Peter came to believe he was about to die because of what he felt and was seeing.
Yeah,
right? He really did, or he wouldn't have stopped and started looking at the storm around him, and he continued to Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
To feel is to know, to be acquainted with. What page are we on there? It's like, feeling and felt. Somebody might say that they have a cold or something or whatever is going around because of the way they felt last time. So now they're working off of past tense feelings. Well, I've had that symptom like that before. It's probably the flu, because that same feeling I had last time, that's when I had the flu. Well, my sister, you know, she said that she was feeling like that also, and they ended up finding a tumor on her. You know, that's how we talk sometimes. And we run off of feeling and felt and things like that, don't we? Amen. Will y'all bring that box out, please? I'm going to do just a little illustration for y'all. It'll be funny. You get a laugh at Pastor Chelsea and Miss Brittany. Who doesn't want to laugh, right? Come on. I figured y'all be more excited than that. Y'all are like, yeah, whatever. It wasn't the water that made him to begin to sink. It was his own thinking. Y'all got to close y'all's eyes. Don't be cheating. Yes, close your eyes. No, just close your eyes right where you're at. Oh, I should have had them come up here first time so we could turn it around and let the crowd see what it is. Y'all come up here real fast, please. Yeah, I hope you do. If not, we hang on a second. Yeah, all right, come here.
Oh.
Be cheating.
This is what you want, right?
Yep. All right, now you can walk that way. You can look now. You can look, but not look into the box. All right, so we're working off a feeling. So, number one, this, it can't kill you if it bites you. It can't. Well, it can't. Well, we'll see. You won't. It won't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Look. It doesn't hurt. You'll be fine. And you can't get sick from it. So, you're good. But I'm going to have y'all. Can y'all plug y'all's ears real fast? Yes. Can y'all hear me? Line. Look, y'all be a little over dramatic. Be like, mess. All right, we're ready. I know y'all are probably lying, acting like they can't hear me. No. All right, so y'all can both, well, one of y'all go first. Jesus. Holy cow. God. All right, let Chelsea try. Let Chelsea try. All right, Chelsea, you try. Good luck. God, this is too... Don't cheat. I see you looking, Chelsea.
I can't tell what it is. Oh, my God.
No, she ain't even put her hand in the box yet. Chelsea. Just put it down there. I wish y'all could see her face up here. In there, Chelsea. You still ain't got in the box. Hurry, we're running out of time. She can't do it.
Yeah,
you're good. I'll show y'all. It was Chelsea breathe. Oh, thank God. So this is the box, right? Oh, is there something in it?
Oh. Oh, just.
Oh,
my gosh.
Fake rubber snake.
I think that's what I felt.
Where's
I felt
the water?
Something squishy.
There's ice in there.
Oh, my God.
There's just sparkly deals.
You felt this.
Yeah.
Yes, and these little rubber worms, whatever they are.
And
a bowl of dish soap. That is it.
Oh, my gosh.
That was hilarious. You didn't even put your hand in the box, I don't think.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. It went down like that far, like your fingertips. I don't know what it was. I felt something. You felt the paper of the box. I know. That was hilarious. So just by us doing that, Did y'all hear them? You got more scared?
Yes.
More frightened? Yes. And then fear took over. And they were really doubting doing it. Yes. Fear took over quick and said, I can't, I don't want to. And then just barely touching something that you don't know, feeling it, you're just like, oh, that's probably something. It's funny how whenever being scared of something, fear immediately tries to jump in. Whenever something, like you get prayed over something, and you're like, man, I thought I was healed for that. And fear will try to get right back in. And with fear brings doubt, unbelief. Right? But we just by going, what's that? Do what?
In her defense, she's married.
Nothing bitter. She didn't die. We're good. But just, it's interesting how we do a lot of stuff off of feeling. We really make decisions off of feeling and not faith. We really do. If you think about it, a lot of the things that we do is based on our senses, not on the Word of God. Because if I feel good today, then I'll go outside. If I don't feel good today, I'm going to stay home. If I feel, you know, well enough or whatever, we can go to the mall and go shopping. But hopefully I will feel good later. We work a lot of our life off of senses, yes. Off of our feelings. Not us, right? Yes. Amen. We're adjusting. We are adjusting. Amen. Because Peter is walking in a storm. It's not calm. Y'all know that, right? Y'all realize it's a storm going on. And Peter got out of the boat. How fast? And then. Based on the word that he got from God. And guess what the word is that you got from God? Pages of it. If you ever want to look at it, what belongs to you, it's right there. Well, I want somebody to prophesy over me. Right here. He's telling you that you don't have to be sick. He's letting you know that you don't have to live in lack. And he's letting you know you don't have to live a defeated life. He's letting you know that you can die whenever you're ready. Not based off of sickness. Whenever we're satisfied with our life, then we can let God know, all right, I'm satisfied, I'm ready to come home. That's when we can go. Not based off of a sickness or something like that. Amen. Amen. Say amen to that. Because that's the truth. He told us with long life, will I what?
Satisfy
who? Our neighbor? Me. Me. Say me. So we can go whenever we're satisfied. Amen. So Peter, let me read a couple things real fast and then. Yeah, because we ain't going to make that. Amen. As soon as his, I'll say this. It wasn't the water that made him begin to sink, talking about Peter. It was his own thinking, right? Amen. As soon as his senses were able to get his attention, he started thinking about the storm and forgot what got him out on the walking on the water in the first place.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Because as soon as his senses were able to get his attention, he started thinking about the storm and forgot what got him on the water in the first place. After we get hands laid on us or we pray about something, don't allow a feeling to get us to start analyzing it, right? Like if we pray over something and then you might have a like you get your knees prayed over and then you're going along and they were healed, right? And then you're going along and all of a sudden you just have a pain in your knee. And if you start going, well, I thought I was healed. Well, maybe I wasn't in faith when I prayed. Maybe I need to build up more faith. Well, first off, Peter walked on water with little faith.
Yes.
Amen. We need to stop thinking that we just need to constantly build faith. Act upon the faith that we have right now. Right? Act on the faith that we have right now. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and stop because, amen, y'all look full. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your Holy